Blue Ocean, the Dental Sleep Mastery Blueprint. This program has changed my life. It breaks the mold, changing the way we look at dentistry, at sleep, and at business. In two words, groundbreaking. Dr. Max Kerr. Table of Contents. Prologue. Sleep apnea is a blue ocean, but dentists aren't taught to swim. Chapter 1. Most dentists fail at sleep. Here's why. Chapter 2. Just 20 sleep patients per month can change your business and your life. Chapter 3. The definition of insanity. Chapter 4. The big pivot. How to gain control. Chapter 5. The mafia offer. Chapter 6. If you build it, they will come. And other lies. Chapter 7. The International Academy of Sleep Difference. Chapter 8. Where do blueprints come from? Chapter 9. Dentists are mentalists. Chapter 10. Your next step to success in sleep. Appendix. Prologue. Sleep apnea is a blue ocean, but dentists aren't taught to swim. Sleep courses promising a simple, easy way into dental sleep medicine have been around for decades. So why aren't there more success stories in dental sleep medicine? Though obstructive sleep apnea, OSA, was discovered in 1965, it took another 20 years or so before savvy dentists began to contribute to the diagnosis and treatment of this disorder. Odds are you've even attended a seminar that talked about treating sleep apnea, just like tens of thousands of your peers. But despite all this training, it's estimated that 80%+ of those with OSA remain undiagnosed and or untreated. The opportunity for dentists to build profitable businesses that provide this simple, life-altering treatment to the undiagnosed is immense. And yet, while many dentists have tried to add sleep treatment to their existing general dentistry practices, the majority haven't been able to translate this opportunity into a profitable, predictable, or sustainable business. Chapter 1. Most dentists fail at sleep. Here's why. Most dentists experience this cycle of frustration. They try to learn about OSA, take a sleep course, return excited, try to implement OAT, fail, write off sleep as not worth it, and the cycle continues. Based on the general wisdom presented in sleep courses, successful sleep dentists might see only 1 to 2 patients per month. Some might go without seeing a single sleep disorder patient for months at a time. They might offer the solution offhandedly if or when the conversation arises with a patient who's already in their chair for a general checkup or other common treatment. Yet without knowing how to handle insurance claims for sleep disorder appliances, the dentist makes a half-hearted attempt at delegating billing to an untrained employee with zero insight, only to receive a reimbursement somewhere between $0 and $1,200, and those are the lucky ones. With such an inconsistent approach, you can see why most dentists don't believe that sleep disorder solutions could become profitable for them. The reason why success in sleep disorder treatment is elusive for the majority of dentists is simple. It's because the majority of dentists don't understand the ways in which the sleep dentistry business is different from general practice, or know the specific business approach that makes sleep dentistry sustainable, predictable, and profitable. That's where our Sleep Practice Blueprint Weekend comes in. In just 2 CE qualifying days, the International Academy of Sleep Sleep Practice Blueprint provides the clinical and business training you need to overcome virtually every stopping point you could encounter, so you can dramatically increase the number of sleep disorder patients you see, as well as details for proven ways to increase your reimbursement rate by as much as 300%, working only an extra 4 to 6 hours per week. Sound interesting? Then you'll want to read on. Here's what 99% of sleep organizations promise you'll be able to achieve after you take their weekend course. Things that will lead you to attract ideal patients from inside and outside your current practice, Maximize your reimbursement rates by submitting claims to insurance the right way. Approach and secure win-win partnerships with the right people and organizations that build their reputation. And become the go-to sleep disorder treatment practitioner in your area. And more. Sure, these are excellent promises. We also make these promises about our courses with respect to our sleep practice blueprint events, but here's the difference. Most sleep courses fail to sufficiently address the business plan, strategies, and practical tactics required to realize those milestones. In fact, they spend over 75% of their time with students focused on the clinical scientific aspects of treatment. But building a resilient business in dental sleep medicine? Those other courses dedicate a maximum of an eighth of their time with you to the business-oriented education. So, if you've been to a sleep course and felt shortchanged, it's not your fault. And you're not alone. Our readers have told us that this book alone gave them at least one idea that changed the way they practice. In fact, dentists who read this book and then attended an IAOS blueprint event report that because of what they've learned, they've been able to say goodbye to once-in-a-blue-moon appliance appointments and hello to a steady flow of OSA patients and the predictable, sustainable revenue that comes with them. They've also said, instead of feeling like they were hard-selling the right treatment like they used to, dentists became empowered to communicate the benefits and value of a suite of treatment options, and their patients saw them as the expert. Rather than feeling forced to spend endless dollars into generic marketing campaigns that didn't work, dentists discovered exactly how to maximize the right kind of exposure with the most efficient use of their time and money to get real ROI on their efforts. That's right, the patients actually started to come. In place of the burned-out general practitioner, sleep dentists found themselves becoming happier and more relaxed having applied these tactics, not just at work, but at home too. If you choose to join these successful sleep practitioners on this path, we think you'll take away some tips that will change the way you look at your business too. Why? Because no one else in the industry is teaching how to harness the opportunity using proven, sound business strategies specific to sleep disorder treatment. Chapter 2. Just 20 sleep patients per month can change your business and your life. When we met Dr. Jay Newhouse, he was just like the folks we described in Chapter 1. Skeptical, tired of being sold a false bill of goods, and ready to write off sleep forever. Imagine for a moment, what would 20, 50, or even 100 sleep patients mean for your business and your life? Even the lowest revenue number here would have a significant effect on anyone's business and life. In fact, it's more than some dentists make in a full year of general practice. Some sleep doctors can accomplish more revenue generation working 2 days per month than some general practitioners could hope to generate in a whole year. And yet, these are real results that members of the International Academy of Sleep achieve consistently in collections at or close to the time of service. We mention Dr. J here because his example continues to inspire us today. Today, I rent two operatories 2 days a month. And other than my beautiful wife, my only other payroll is a chairside assistant that only gets paid for 2 days a month. With this low overhead, we're able to help 15 to 20 patients a month with an average net of $4,000 in appliance. Dr. J. Newhouse. Dr. J.'s numbers are impressive. Let's do the math on that. 20 patients per month times 12 months times $4,000 per appliance. That's an annual gross of just under $1 million. How many dentists do you know who can boast a part-time seven-figure income? So one more time for the people in the back. What could you do with an extra $60,000 to $300,000 in revenue per month? Let's do one more round of math. $3,000 reimbursement, 20 patients per month. That's $720,000 in annual revenue. $3,000 reimbursement, 50 patients per month. That's $1,800,000 annual revenue. $3,000 reimbursement, 100 patients per month, that's $3,600,000 in annual revenue. Based on an average reimbursement of $3,000 per treatment delivered and 12 working months per annum. If you could achieve even half or just one quarter of this and generate as much as an extra $15,000 to $30,000 in revenue per month or $180,000 to $360,000 per year, what could you do differently? Any of these results would have a remarkable impact on your practice and your life, wouldn't they? We know those numbers may sound extreme, maybe even unbelievable, considering the changes we've experienced in regulations and insurance over the past few years. More on that in Chapter 4. So let's go a little smaller. What if the techniques, tools, and strategies you learned in the IAOS Sleep Practice Blueprint help you to generate just 10% of the results we report? Even if you achieved 10%, $6,000 per month or $72,000 per year, we know it would still bring about a material change in your practice and could improve your quality of life. When you follow the path you'll discover at the International Academy of Sleep Blueprint event, you'll see how these numbers aren't just possible. They're realistic, replicable, and achievable in virtually any setting, whether urban center, rural community, booming economy, or recession. Chapter 3, the definition of insanity. A lot of folks arrive at an IAOS blueprint event feeling that they've tried everything, done everything, and have nothing to show for it. They've read countless books, attended mind-numbing clinical seminars, approached existing patients and cold-called sleep doctors, spent hours going down the Google rabbit hole in search of answers. They've invested hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars thinking they'll never get them back. And the definition of insanity, as most would agree, is doing the same thing over and over, yet expecting different results. But before you throw in the towel, ask yourself, who do I know that's doing sleep who's consistently treating 20, 50, 75, or 100 sleep apnea patients per month, averaging around $3,000 profit per oral appliance? If you can't call up any names, just know it isn't your fault, and it's not theirs either. The vast majority of sleep dentistry education, seminars, and courses largely sponsored by appliance manufacturers or software providers focus on how to identify and treat sleep apnea. And the thing is, if clinical training was enough, every dentist would be treating far more than the 1 to 2 sleep patients the majority actually see per month. Especially since we know there is a blue ocean of tens of millions of people who suffer from some form of sleep apnea, and tens of thousands of dentists who have been trained to treat it. So, if despite all of this opportunity and all the readily available clinical training already in the market, why are dentists fighting for scraps? To attract that steady stream of patients, you need a clear, step-by-step strategy proven to build sustainable sleep practices. Just to restate, clinical education and training are absolutely critical to success in sleep dentistry. But until you have a steady stream of patients coming to your practice specifically for sleep disorder treatment, clinical knowledge won't create a profitable or sustainable business. Isn't it time to learn more than just the same old clinical techniques over and over again? To get different results, you have to do things differently. In fact, that's one of the biggest takeaways we hear over and over. When we met Dr. Nathan Cogswell, we could see the questions formulating behind his eyes, ever curious, a perpetual seeker and student. He wanted to know how to make sleep dentistry work, not just how to make an appliance. The education I received from IAOS actually allows me to implement a dental sleep machine program in my office as compared to the other dental sleep societies. They provide you with some of the knowledge behind that, but there's no guidance, no direction, there's no coaching, and there's no practical, this is how you do it in your office, available in those. That's one of the main things IAOS helps with. Dr. Nathaniel Cogswell. That change often starts with attending the next International Academy Sleep Practice Blueprint event. Perhaps it will for you too. But before that happens, let's back up a bit and look at how sleep dentistry began and how we got to where we are today. We'll dive into how we got those wild revenue numbers we suggested earlier too. Chapter 4, The Big Pivot, How to Gain Control. Can we talk about payers, insurance companies, aka the thorn in your side? Thanks to billing regulations and stiff prior authorizations, getting an insurer to pay for a dentally delivered oral appliance for sleep apnea requires, let's say, a bit of finesse. While it would be easy for us to say the insurance company is your enemy, they don't want you to profit, that would be irresponsible and misleading. Yet there are some irrefutable facts we must confront. Fact number one, the appliance is a tiny fraction of the process. When we teach the process of delivering dental treatments for sleep apnea, the delivery of the oral appliance happens in step number 27. That's right. There are just 26 quick steps prior to delivering an actual appliance. Fact number two. Only an MD can diagnose sleep apnea. While it's possible for anyone with a diagnostic tool to evaluate a patient, delivering a dental treatment for OSA requires we follow certain protocols. 1. An MD must order the home sleep test, not the dentist. 2. An MD must interpret the home sleep test, not the dentist. While you will learn the mechanics of OSA diagnosis and how to interpret a home sleep test, these are steps in the process that must be completed by an appropriately credentialed MD. This is the legally compliant path to follow if you want to get paid for your work. Sure, you can order a home sleep test and deliver an oral appliance, but you won't get paid doing it your own way, and you could run into compliance issues if you're audited. Fact number three, those referrals just aren't coming. Staying within the traditional way it's done model means that the maximum number of cases a dentist might see remains at a static 1 to 2 patients per month. If you want to hit 20, 50, or 100 sleep patients per month, something's got to change. So you can see, it's not your fault that you're not seeing more patients. It's not you, your clinical training, or your passion for dentistry. It's simply that the courses most dentists take to teach them to add sleep to their practices are predicated on how things used to be and not how things really are today. To paraphrase Einstein, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We learned this the hard way, but we learned it early. It was time to pivot. Chapter 5, The Mafia Offer. You've made it this far. Next, I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. And no, there's no Don in the next room calling the shots. No doubt you've recognized there are some big bottlenecks in all this talk of dental sleep. Bottleneck. The sleep doctors don't need you. Once a sleep study has been completed, it needs to be interpreted by a sleep doctor, who would then make the determination of whether the patient had OSA, and where appropriate, prescribe a CPAP machine. The patient then takes the CPAP home and in 34% of cases, never uses it. In other words, the number one reason why you're not treating more OSA patients right now is because when the entire process is initiated in and then guided by a sleep doctor's office, the doctor has no use for you, dentist. Think about it. If you had an MD walk into your dental practice and ask you for referrals on your top revenue-generating procedure, you'd tell them to take a hike. So why do sleep courses tell us to go to these types of doctors as a way to generate new sleep patients? This is an unfortunate reality, but with every great challenge, there comes massive opportunities. If you're truly committed to providing life-changing care to and positively impact the overall health of your patients, then it's a matter of pivoting your approach and finding the keys to making sleep a successful avenue in the regulatory climate we live in today. Now you know why it's rare that you'll find a sleep specialist willing to cooperate with a dental affiliate. And while that might seem like the obvious entry point, it's really just because that's the way it has always been done. Solution: finding a better way forward. There's a better way, a way for you to change the entire process of diagnosing and treating sleep disorders, to turn it on its head and take control in order to provide high-quality care to more patients and become the go-to sleep expert that non-sleep-focused medical specialists come to rely on. And that requires thinking very differently than dentists have been trained to think before. What if we started looking at ways to create massive win-win offers for the MDs we approach? Instead of asking, how can I get into the system that already exists, or waiting for patients to come to me, we start to ask, what if there's an active way to help medical doctors to refer patients to you as a critical part of the treatment process? What if there was a way that all these specialists were absolutely ecstatic to be referring patients to you? What if all these specialists started to see you as their go-to sleep expert, filling in the blanks and providing better solutions to their patients that make them look like a hero in their patients' eyes? What if your offer to these sleep specialists was a true mafia offer, an offer it would be outrageous to refuse? You'd be interested, right? What makes the IAOS approach different? What we realized is, to be a successful dentist in sleep disorder treatment, you can't build your practice in a vacuum. In fact, the most successful sleep disorder treatment practices born from our member program are built by dentists who work hand-in-hand with medical specialists, sleep labs, and DME providers to help diagnose and treat sleep apnea patients in a mutually beneficial fashion with 360-degree patient care that is in large part guided by you, the go-to sleep expert dentist. Nearly every course in dental sleep glosses over the most critical part of sleep disorder treatment practices, teaching the fundamental business structures and systems that, implemented properly, allow you to build a patient base geared specifically towards OSA treatment. And no matter how many clinical CE courses you take, you'll never actually put that information to productive practical use without the tried and true business skills and processes to make it happen. The number one problem that every sleep dentist faces is how to find patients and how to build the business structure to keep them. Chapter 6, If You Build It, They Will Come, and Other Lies. Lie number 1, dental schools create savvy business people. Regardless of why you attended dental school, prestige, money, impact, family pressures, you didn't graduate with a realistic picture of the professional landscape or regulatory challenges that are currently weighing upon today's practicing dentists. This isn't a dig on dental schools, but it should serve to illustrate where schools end and the real world begins. Lie number 2, all doctors are created equal. Great to see you, Dr. Jones. It feels good to be called doctor, to be respected. Yet there's a precedent in the medical community, a divide in respect among medicine and dentistry that positions the DDS as somehow inferior to the MD. Is it fair? No. Is it going away? Also no. Lie number 3. Dentists are doomed to hate dentistry. A lot of folks who graduate dental school quickly realize that drill and fill dentistry is not only tedious and boring, but it's extremely draining to be the most feared or dreaded experience of your patient's day. Lie number 4, if you build it, they will come. As we've explored, opening a sleep dentistry practice is no guarantee that you'll get sleep patients. But if you follow the right process, success is almost inevitable. Where am I going with all of these lies? There's a better way. One that leads to business acumen, freedom to enjoy life in and out of your business, and a steady pipeline of patients that would be the envy of many an overworked MD wrapped in the tattered parchment of their degree paper. The business blueprint, designed by the International Academy of Sleep, is grounded not just on sound business principles, but also on ongoing iterations from seasoned sleep dentists who have not only been through our training, but also continue to build and evolve their successful sleep practices, teaching dentists to be actively engaged and intimately involved in the identification of patients with sleep apnea and driving the treatment process forward. The best part is, this blueprint has helped thousands of sleep patients get the care they so desperately need, and patients who receive treatment for OSA may see upwards of 8 years added back to their lifespan. Chapter 7, The International Academy of Sleep Difference. International Academy of Sleep is the only sleep-based training and professional development association founded by dentists with the sole purpose of giving other dentists, like you, the tools, training, and guidance to attract a consistent stream of pre-qualified patients to your practice specifically for the treatment of OSA. Our mission is to turn dentists into happy healthcare entrepreneurs by showing you how to build predictable, productive, sustainable businesses in the sleep space. Here's how the International Academy of Sleep Sleep Practice Blueprint event is different. We don't sell appliances. We partner with the best suppliers in the industry so our CE students and members can select the right treatment options for their patients and often at preferred rates. We don't sell equipment. You don't need more expensive equipment. What you need is to learn how to effectively use the equipment you've already invested in, or adjust to equipment that makes more sense, so you can start getting the ROI you had intended to get. We don't teach from an academic ivory tower. We support you with practical knowledge that has been proven to work time and time again. We don't pin your education on the teachings of a unicorn in the industry providing canned presentations, old concepts, or cookie-cutter solutions. We believe that diversity of experience is key to success, so our faculty is made up of the brightest minds in dentistry to offer you unparalleled training and support along with powerful new business techniques to help you radically change your practice. We don't give you a course or some advice and walk away. We invite you to join us in an active community of other dentists just like you, sharing and building on each other's experiences and knowledge so we can be the very best in the business of sleep. When you attend an IAOS Sleep Practice Blueprint event, you'll learn from a variety of faculty members, each of whom bring their unique skills and focus to the business of sleep, who can speak firsthand on the best ways to keep patients engaged, talk to specialist MDs about OSA and its treatments, how to operate a successful sleep practice from a spirit of continuous improvement. When you attend a 2-day CE qualifying sleep practice blueprint event with the International Academy of Sleep, you will come away with so much more than a method of delivering oral appliances. You'll be armed with business development strategies, insights, and training on the critical changes you must make to attract exponentially more sleep patients than you're currently seeing, and help you reignite your passion for dentistry. If you could take away even one new idea to reignite your practice, wouldn't that be worth a weekend of your time? Chapter 8. Where do blueprints come from? The International Academy of Sleep was founded on the idea that there's a way for dentists to break free from the artificial limitations, faulty business models, and inaccurate or incomplete information so pervasive in our industry. Too many dentists are working grueling hours doing drill and fill dentistry for patients who cringe when they see you coming and praying that this is the year they will finally have the financial freedom they dreamed about in dental school. That this time, they'll be able to spend even just a few more hours with the people they love, doing the things they love, instead of suffering through their daily life, dragging themselves to the office, wanting to throw in the towel, but for family obligations, they can't, and enduring, just to scrape by. With IAOS, dentists can finally have the freedom and independence to do what they really want. You probably know the frustrations and pressures that come from realizing the life your practice is providing isn't even close to what you dreamed of, or coming to the stressful conclusion that you're far behind where you thought your retirement plan would be at this point in your life. We know, because we were there once too. We experienced the challenges, the growing pains, and the mistakes that paved our way forward. This is why the International Academy of Sleep exists, to help dentists achieve a level of career satisfaction and professional success they truly deserve. We made all the mistakes, and with those lemons, we made the lemonade that has become the IAOS blueprint. What's better than a fresh glass of lemonade? Well, drinking said lemonade and learning from mistakes that other people made so you don't have to make them yourself, especially if they're expensive ones. Our faculty members have collectively made millions of dollars worth of mistakes chasing the idea of creating the ultimate dental practice so you can pick up the tools and run with them. Or you could choose to invest in every training program, weekend seminar, consulting package, six-figure technology, milling machines, lasers, 3D imaging machines, visibility solutions pitched by dental advertising companies with TV, radio, print, social media, search engine optimization, and community education, bonuses, and other incentives for staff members to try to bring more patients through the door or increase case uptake. You name it, one of our faculty members has tried it, and each one has learned the expensive lesson they teach, that chasing the perfect general practice is a fruitless and costly endeavor. Far too many dentists find themselves in a position where they're not only just unable to pay themselves, they're actually on the fast track to bankruptcy. If you're not in that unfortunate position, and we hope you're not, you likely know a dentist who is, surrounded by piles of bills, tormented by empty schedules, and plagued by the fear of looking at their bank dwindling statements. For dentists like these, the dream of a lucrative and satisfying career in dentistry has turned into a nightmare. The reality is, some of the most clinically gifted, technologically advanced dental practitioners are barely making ends meet. Similarly, contrary to popular belief, the office with the most toys rarely wins. In fact, that type of office is often the first to collapse. One of the greatest benefits of working with a team of experts is you get the benefit of their mistakes and their effort. And you have the advantage of learning from the combined experience and effort of the entire faculty. The International Academy of Sleep has already taken care of all of that for you. IAOS is like anything else in life. The more you put into it, the more you get out of it. If you're going to join, go at full steam and take advantage of everything that is offered through the organization, and you will succeed. Dr. Dana Blaylock. Chapter 9. Dentists are mentalists. If you flip over your dental school diploma, you'll see a bonus credit, your 4.0 GPA and Skepticism 101. Now, mind readers may not really be a thing, but I think I can guess what you're thinking. You're wondering if registering for the IAOS Blueprint event is the right move. At this juncture, you've got two choices. One, put this book down and forget it, come what may. Doing nothing and letting things stay the same will always be more damaging to your career than embracing a new opportunity. But of course, if you've been in this industry a little while, you might still be a bit skeptical. Are there skeptics out there? Absolutely. There always will be. There's nothing that can be done about critics who say it can't be done. For those folks, it sounds like they're not ready for or able to change. In that case, everything will stay the same. How could it be different? The naysayers will never get out of their own way. If you're thinking, that's impossible, or that won't work here, or anything else like that, you're right. It won't work for you. See, you are the key. Wherever you go, there you are. And if nothing changes, nothing changes. If you're willing to take a new and different approach, one that's contrary to the typical paths you've already tried, then you're right again. Because if you believe that doing things differently is what yields different results, if you believe in commitment, consistency, and effort, then you also know that even with the slightest tweaks, new results are possible. So if you're comfortable knowing that the average sleep dentist will treat between 1 to 2 patients a month and have no desire to change that, if you're happy or even excited about getting average results, International Academy of Sleep might not be for you, and that's okay. 2, assume a tiny risk and attend the IAOS Sleep Practice Blueprint event. When we talk about risk, let's be clear. We're talking about a free weekend course that puts 14 CE hours in your back pocket and could change the trajectory of your practice and your future. That said, there's a bigger risk to consider, one you might not like. IAOS is reserved for those doctors who are truly dedicated to making a change in their practice, in their results, and most importantly, in their quality of life. The risk I'm asking you to consider, dear reader, is this. Are you willing to risk upending your status quo? At International Academy of Sleep, we are passionate about helping dentists succeed, but no one can force you to be successful, and no one's going to drag you up the hill or beg and plead with you to follow the proven path. We will show you the way and support you all the way to your success, but you have to do the work. So if you're not looking to be outrageously successful, willing to be envied, and open to doing things the way that have been proven time and again, please don't come to this event. Instead, leave the seat for someone who's ready to do things differently. If you're serious about discovering how to set up a practice that can treat 20, 50, even 100 sleep patients per month, and you're driven to get out and become the go-to sleep practitioner in your area, then we have a seat warmed up for you. Join us at our next International Academy of Sleep Sleep Practice Blueprint event. Chapter 10, Your Next Step to Success in Sleep. You've made it this far, which means you're already looking at your schedule and registering for the next International Academy of Sleep Sleep Practice Blueprint so you can get the information, insights, and training to finally take your practice to heights you never before thought possible. And honestly, we're really glad that you are. We know that if you're here, you're ready to do things differently, and that's a major key to being successful in sleep. When you attend the International Academy of Sleep Sleep Practice Blueprint event, we'll provide the steps specifically designed to help you to create a massive increase in the number of sleep patients you're seeing from an inconsistent handful to a reliable 20, 50, even 100 new patients per month. Experience a giant leap in the average reimbursement rate from zero to low reimbursement to $3,000 average profit per appliance. Become a confident specialist surrounded by a community of smart, passionate dental faculty and members who provide ongoing guidance and support. Get a thorough introduction to the most comprehensive 360-degree sleep practice training program available today. Eliminate all the guesswork, frustration, and trial and error with proven business systems. Overcome the prevalence of physician bias while providing cutting-edge treatment options to patients. Take control of the entire process with a proven step-by-step system that flips the traditional referral model and gets physicians and sleep labs to refer directly to you. So if you're still here with us to these last lines, and you're even a little bit interested in seeing what sleep can do for your practice, this is your invitation to see what many dentists are calling the most exciting and innovative development in the world of sleep disorder dental treatment since the invention of the oral appliance. Go to https://iaos.com/events/ right now and register for the next International Academy of Sleep Sleep Practice Blueprint event. We'll look forward to meeting you there.